Hey there, guys. I'm here to talk a little bit about AudioShare. Jeff Thompson did a really good review on it on the Blind Abilities channel, so look it up there. I don't remember if I did a podcast on this or not, but one ain't coming because I need a bit of a break. So, so what AudioShare does, if you heard the voiceover thing, will allow you to, you know, do demos or whatever, or I can put it in the background, you know, and do stuff. Now, of course, if something else is using the microphone, I can't do that, obviously, but let me put back in the back foreground here. I got this app a long time ago, actually, when it was, I think it was free or something. I don't remember, but I got it a long, long, long time ago. Probably 2 years ago or so. You can do a lot with this app. Now, the headphone bug does, what I call the headphone bug or the volume bug does rear its head when you're sending an email. I don't know why. You start typing a letter and it fades out. You know, like, let's say, like, you know, your thing will be, you know, at normal volume. When you lift up on the letter, it will fade to, like, almost nothing. And, yeah, that bug needs to be fixed. That's a voiceover issue with iOS in general, not the app itself. But let me go over some of the app. Let me just grab my headphones because I can monitor. I think while the app is still, while the app is still running. Let me grab my headphones here. This is just going to be a very quick tour. And no fancy mixing, nothing like that. So before I plug in my headphones, you have a cancel button.
Recorder.
Organize. I can organize all this stuff.
Settings.
I can't go into the settings, but yeah.
Mono wave 44,100 hertz. Normalize. On.
So this is in mono. It's wave.
IAI button.
I can do what is that?
Heading not found. Plus button.
I can add effects.
Zero. FX button, plus button, FX button, plus button, 10, FX button, plus button, 20, 0.0, 30, 40, 50, 60, 2, third, monitor off, button, 2, 33.86, 60, 2, 35.72, monitor off, button, selected, stop, button.
And I can hit stop. So let me plug in my headphones, and I'll show you. Ah! Okay, so I'm monitoring right now, and I have it set to normalize after. So the effects are going to be in mono. I don't think I can change that. Let me see if I can here. What is that? Buttons. That's the internal mic. Okay. So the effects are going to be in mono. Sorry about that, guys. So I'm going to double tap the effects. And you can't hear what I'm doing, but choose source main in. I'm going to process the current file. Inter-app audio sources, which is nice. I can run this through AudioBus if I want. I can run this through Twisted Wave if I really want to. Master out. And I can actually download some apps. But I don't want to do that. I'm going to hit the effects button. And I'm going to... Oh, there we go. Choose effect. Oh. So there are no compatible apps installed, so it does not come with any effects built in. I'm going to download one of these. I'm just going to hit a UFX space, and it's in the App Store. Oh, geez. New things. It's $4. So, I think that's probably why I never downloaded any of the effects. Let me just close the App Store here. And I'm going to turn off monitoring. And unplug my phones. But yeah, so the effects you have to download. Oops. You have to download all them now. I can export all of this to Wave. I can convert it to MP4. What is it? AI FFF. you know, stuff like that. I can normalize. I have it set to do that automatically. So if I were to talk really softly during this whole recording, it would have normalized it. So the audio processing is on. Now, this will not stop me from using the other recording tools I have, but hey, you know what? It's an arsenal. I got it for free. I did not get the effects, like I said. So, yeah, I'm not paying $4 for a Reverb effect. I don't need it. So, good. My downloads are done. So, yeah. It works well, and I'm going to use it for what I need to use it for. So, there you go.
Selected. Stop.
Take care, you guys. Have fun. Be blessed. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.